This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The three-pack is back. The three-pack is a great value, and the top three uses for the air purifier are to eliminate odors, allergens, and air pollutants. Get the three-pack today at EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie3.
The numbers are in. Listeners are voting often and early for Grace Curley, just like they did for her adopted grandfather. From year one to number one.
Make it so, number one.
The Millennial with the Mic is the most listened to midday show in Boston. You can read Grace's work in the Boston Herald, the Spectator, and the Daily Mail. Now, live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
Get ready, pal.
It's Boston's number one midday show, The Grace Curley Show.
Especially Grace. Grace, stand up.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to The Grace Curley Show. The big news of the day, and we're already getting reactions from President Joe Biden, New York City Mayor Eric Adams, New York Governor Kathy Hochul, is that the Supreme Court has struck down New York's gun law, making it easier for Americans to carry handguns. There was this part of the law that required people to explain, to have proper cause as to why they wanted to carry a handgun. And the Supreme Court decided that was unconstitutional. The timing of this next interview is perfect for us because I was going to have David Harsanyi on to talk about he calls it the Do Something Gun Control Bill, and we will discuss that. But first, David, thanks so much for coming on the show. And could you give us your reaction to this news from the Supreme Court?
It's great to be here, as always. Well, I think it's fantastic. I mean, I can't even believe that anyone would accept that a constitutional right, that to practice your constitutional right, you'd have to ask permission from some bureaucrat and give him a reason. I mean, that is simply not how the Constitution works for other rights, and I'm not sure why it should work that way for the Second Amendment. So I think with Heller, which gave us the right, the Constitution does, but it gave us the right of individual gun ownership or codified it, and also having a gun in your home. And then McDonald, which said that states had to abide by this, and now we have this decision, which says that you can carry a gun as well. That's a constitutional right. So I think it's huge.
Yeah, and there's a lot of gun violence in New York, and there has been over the last few months before this decision came down. And none of these new rules or none of these things that Hochul and Eric Adams tell us are what's, you know, protecting New Yorkers and all these things that are going to save the world. None of that has seemed to work thus far. We had the subway shooting, and none of these things seem to deter the violence that's going on.
Yeah, I mean, concealed carry holders or permit holders are some of the most lawful people on earth, right? I mean, it's not like mass shooters or concealed carry permit holders. No one's going to get a permit before going on a shooting rampage. There's a much better chance of someone with a permit stopping a shooter, actually. In fact, I saw one study that said the concealed carry permit holders were less likely to abuse their guns or use them in criminality than police officers. So they are not the people that we should be wary of. So this kind of hysterical reaction to allowing people to defend themselves, and maybe, listen, I don't think you're going to stop most mass shooters if they want to do what they're doing, but simply by having more concealed carry holders just randomly walking around, but it definitely doesn't hurt, and people should, of course, be allowed to defend themselves if they want.
Yeah, let's talk, David. I'm speaking with David Harsanyi, who is at The Federalist. You can read all of his work at thefederalist.com. Let's talk about the Do Something Gun Control Bill, because I love this piece. You said the bill's numerous vague, open-ended provisions will almost surely be abused by prosecutors, cops, family members, exes, and political opponents. And you talk a lot about the meat of this bill, and it's pretty messy, David.
Yeah, I mean, the first thing that's clear, at least to me, is that it was a rush job. There are a lot of really hazy or, you know, opaque or open-ended parts of it, especially how, you know, we're going to now have a different set of standards and background checks for people who are under 21, but also how we fund red flag laws, which allow third parties to petition a court and take away someone's weapon. You know, there's all this talk about protecting constitutional rights and due process and this and that, but that doesn't happen with many red flag laws, and there's nothing in this law that actually stops the government from funding them. So, I mean, those are the most problematic to me. A lot of the law, I have to say, is kind of just reiterating stuff that's already legal, like straw purchases and trafficking, and then another part of it funds mental health and school security and stuff like that. You know, I don't think anyone really has a problem with that part of it, but the red flag laws, I think, are problematic. The juvenile background checks, I think, are problematic in the sense that I'm not even sure how they're supposed to work exactly. And so those, I think, are the two worst parts.
Yeah, and something you point out in this article, and I think this is so important, is to call out the framing of these things, and both from politicians and from the media. And something I've been hearing over and over again, which I didn't even really think to look into, but you're right on this, is that there's this echoing in the media that this is the first gun safety law in 30 years. I can't tell you how many times I read that, David. And you call BS on that.
Yeah, I mean, I linked to a piece, I think it was by Charles Cook at National Review, where he actually goes through how many laws there have been. It happens all the time. Gun rights, the Second Amendment is the most regulated right that we have. There are thousands, tens of thousands of regulations and laws governing it. The idea that we don't, you know, that it's some kind of Wild West show is just not true. Moreover, I think, you know, a lot of these laws, or the most restrictive laws, are done on a state level, not nationally. And it's probably, you know, how it should be. I mean, it's better than having national laws. So we have to remember that. We're always hearing how, you know, Biden says all the time, like, the Second Amendment isn't, you know, what's the word he uses? Like, it's not, you know.
Absolute.
You know, yeah, absolute. Sorry. So it's not absolute. Yeah, it's not. I mean, it has so many laws governing it, more than the first, right? So that's a ridiculous framing of it. And they do this because they want to make it look like nothing is ever done, so they can move on to the next phase. This is all just incrementalism for the left. They want to pass whatever they can and take whatever they can, and then go back to calling people, you know, terrorists or the NRA terrorists, et cetera. And that, I think that that's going to happen within a week or a day of the signing of this bill.
Yeah, that's the part that drives me kind of crazy, is because I understand how easy it is for the conservatives to feel like, all right, well, a lot of my constituents are reaching out. You know, Cornyn talked about how people wanted him to do something, and you quote him in this article. But the truth is that, as you write, in a few days after the Democrats get this win under their belts, they'll go right back to demanding to take away everyone's guns and, you know, saying we need to do more. I can already hear it in my head, you know, like, it's because we haven't done enough that all these things can't be prevented. And this is just one step for them. But for us, it's a big step backwards, is what you're saying, I think.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to overplay how important this bill is. I think that it can be bad. We have to see how it's treated, or, you know, we have to see what's finally passed and how it's treated by local prosecutors and stuff. I just don't think that it does anything to even address the problems that we're talking about. The average age of a mass shooter is 33. So yeah, okay, you can take guns away from a 20-year-old, or not let him get guns, but probably can get his hands on it if he really wants. And I don't know how many, you know, this is stopping. Red flag laws, people love to talk about them. But as I point out in the piece, the Washington Post went through every mass shooting since 2015 and came up with only two that would have maybe been stopped by red flag laws. And I'm pretty skeptical on both of them as well. So, you know, we never have that first discussion about, you know, that asks, are we doing something that's going to help, or are we just doing something to placate our voters? And I think this is clearly the latter.
Yeah. Now, just switching gears here for a second, David, because another article that you wrote recently was Germany's green energy disaster is a warning to the United States. It's amazing to me that although we are struggling right now, we have these high gas prices, the left has not pivoted away from this idea of, you know, transitioning. This is part of a huge transition. And you go through the fact that Germany at one point was bragging about their big transition, and you kind of break down how that worked out for them. Can you explain that to my listeners?
Yeah, did not work out well for them.
Are you there, David? Oh, do we lose him? All right, I think we lost David Harsanyi, but if you guys want to check out any of his work, David Harsanyi writes for The Federalist, that's thefederalist.com, and I had gone through a little bit of this piece yesterday, and it really is, it's amazing how the left is constantly trying to push this idea of going green on us, and they don't have any of the infrastructure or any of the technology to back it up, and yet they want us all to leave fossil fuels behind. And then when that doesn't work out, they turn around and they say to the oil industry, why the heck haven't you invested more? Why are you so behind on this? 844-500-4242. I just want to clarify. So earlier in the show, I had said I was questioning the subway shooter because that's what first came to mind for me in New York. And although I do think he purchased his gun legally, so I just want to clarify that I was wrong on that. But I think the point stands that when he purchased this gun, this law that now the left is freaking out about, that, you know, this was the law that was making New York safer, did not prevent anything. Again, it's like all of these laws don't seem to be doing what they're supposed to be doing. Right. And as David Harsanyi pointed out, the concealed carry, I mean, most people I know who have a concealed carry permit are very responsible gun owners. 844-500-4242. We'll continue to talk about this. We also have Woker Joe coming up, so don't go anywhere. This is The Grace Curley Show.
You're listening to The Grace Curley Show. Who's better than Grace Curley?
Nobody. Nobody. Nobody.
This is The Grace Curley Show.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to The Grace Curley Show. Today's poll question is brought to you by the Law Office of Jeffrey Miller. Everyone can go through bad times, but that doesn't mean you're a bad person. Attorney Jeff Miller represents good people in bad times, and you can reach him at MillerCriminalDefense.com. That's MillerCriminalDefense.com. Attorney Jeff Miller, reasonable doubt at a reasonable price. Jared, what is the poll question, and what are the results thus far?
Who deserves to be fired from the Biden White House first? Energy Secretary Granholm, Transportation Secretary Buttigieg, Chief of Staff Ron Klain, Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin, Secretary of State Antony Blinken, or Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
I'm very impressed in the worst way, I'm trying to say. I'm impressed by Granholm as of late. She comes out to these press briefings and she lists off the gas prices in other countries. Like, last time I checked, is she the energy secretary for other countries as well or just here?
She could not have been as bad a senator as she is a secretary of energy.
She was an amazing imaginary senator. Let me tell you right now, Jared, in the history books that Jen Psaki talks about, there is a picture of Senator Granholm and she is just, she's a hero. I'm going to vote Granholm.
Granholm is tied with Pete Buttigieg for the lead at 28%. Second place goes to Karine Jean-Pierre at 16%, 13% for Ron Klain, 7% for Lloyd Austin, and 6% for Antony Blinken.
Yeah, Transportation Secretary Mayor Pete, has he made any comments on all the transportation issues that are plaguing Americans right now?
I think you said they're very romantic.
They are. Okay, good. I'm glad that we checked back in with him. He's got a busy schedule as well. Can I have Granholm here? She's responding to these questions about gas prices, and she goes into a list. I think this is going to be a new thing with this administration. Cut 23.
And of course, other countries are dealing with this as well. If you went to the UK today for a gallon equivalent, you would be paying $7.71. If you went to France, you'd be paying $8.49. If you went to Canada, you'd be paying over $6 per gallon. If you went to Singapore, you'd be paying over $9 per gallon. This is happening around the world. And President Biden, like all other leaders around the world, are grappling with this for their citizens, and the president is doing everything he can to reduce prices for American families.
A lot of ifs there. If this, if that. If ifs and buts were candies and nuts, we'd all have a Merry Christmas. Why is she listing off all these other places? John Berman actually stopped her last time on CNN, and he had to remind her, yeah, but we're talking about the United States, remember? That's the place we're all in. That's the, you know, you're working for an administration that's in charge right now of America. This is the United States of America, as Joe Biden always tells us. But this is what they're going with. Their new tactic, and I love this because they keep my head on a swivel. Every day it's something new. Putin's price hike, you know, or they're blaming Trump, or they're blaming Ron DeSantis. And now the theme of the week, it's not the word of the day, it's the theme of the week, is global. This is a global problem. Everyone is dealing with this problem, which doesn't make me feel much better. Does it make you feel better, Jared?
No, I don't get all warm and fuzzy thinking about the price of gas in Thailand.
Yeah, I know. I don't sit there and go, well, I guess that does put it in perspective.
Like the baby formula shortage. Well, you know, in parts of Papua New Guinea, they don't even have baby formula. So just...
be grateful.
You be grateful.
Yeah.
You ingrates.
Lower your expectations and think about what else is happening in the world. This is the global... And KJP said a pretty similar thing. She was on The View. And Joy Behar was asking her questions. And I also want to say Joy Behar was giving her a run for the money here because Joy could easily take KJP's job when it comes to sucking up to Joe Biden and running cover for this administration. I think Joy Behar is leaps and bounds ahead of Karine Jean-Pierre. Listen to this question. Cut 28. This is Joy Behar.
How do you make the case to voters that his economic policies are working, that it's not his fault, that inflation is a worldwide problem, that the gas prices are not Joe Biden's fault? How do you do that?
Well, you just said it, Joy, which is what we're seeing with gas prices, what we're seeing with inflation, even the cost of food going up. It is a global challenge. And a lot of that is connected to Russia's war. And if we think about it, let's step back for a second. When the president walked into the White House over a year ago, the economy was tanking.
Yeah.
Schools were closed. Small businesses were shutting down. We were in a very dire situation.
Was inflation as bad as it is now? That would be my follow-up. But I'm not as good of a journalist as Joy Behar. Does anyone actually believe that? Besides Joy, of course. Joy is full-on brainwashed.
Well, that's the point. You know, how do you explain these to these people that it's not their fault? What do you do? There's one simple word. Lie.
Yeah, lie.
You tell a lie.
Well,
that is
Joy,
how you explain it to people.
Well, Joy, we do what we've been doing this entire time. We just lie and lie and lie some more. And we hope that the mainstream media doesn't push back. And thus far, we've been pretty lucky on that front. No one seems to be giving us much grief. There was also Gene Sperling. I'll save this for later. But he, again, tries to run with this Putin invasion thing. And they really don't think any of us remember a time before Russia invaded Ukraine. Like, that's all that we're focused on. It's all Max Boot is focused on. I know that. But the rest of us have other things. We've been paying attention to the price of things before Putin's war, as they're calling
Everybody
it.
Everybody gather around. We're going to tell the story of the before time again.
You know what's coming up. It's almost time for Woker Joke. So get on the line now. The number is 844-500-4242. I think after Woker Joke, Jared, I do want to spend a little time talking about the last tobacco war, as the Wall Street Journal put it, because I want to get people's opinions on whether or not any of this stuff works. And I've never been a smoker, not even a vapor, or whatever people who vape call themselves, but I've got some opinions on this. 844-500-4242. Get on the line now to play Woker Joke. It's brought to you by Aviva Trattoria, and you have the chance to win a $50 gift card. You'll be entered to win if you get it right. So get on the line now. I want full lines for Woker Joke. Coming up next.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Grace Curley Show. It has started to rain here. We are at the Aviva Trattoria Studios, and we are joined by the Wizard of Woke. Taylor, thank you so much for coming in today.
Wish I were the weather wizard. I don't like rain on what's supposed to be a nice day.
Hey, it could always change. You don't like the weather? Wait 5 minutes. That's what they say. So just give it some time. All right, now, you know what time it is. It's 1:30 on Thursday, which is time for everyone's favorite game. It is time for Woke or Joke.
Everything woke turns to shit, okay?
I started a joke.
Ha, 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 ha. Pink-haired wokers.
The word woke means loser.
And the joke was on me. Oh, no.
Woke or Joke is brought to you by Eviva Trattoria. Patios are open and you can enjoy a spectacular plate of antipasto and a glass of wine. So visit them in Wrentham, Malden, Westford, Marlborough, or Maynard. All right, Taylor, are you ready to go?
I just have a question.
Yes.
Is this still everyone's favorite game now that you have You Know the Thing?
Yeah, You Know the Thing has not been able to compete thus far with Woke or Joke.
All right.
But give it time. Give it time. Well, it just keeps you on your toes. You got to perform. Let's start with Zebra. You're first up on Woke or Joke. Are you ready for your headline, Zebra?
I'm ready, Bal.
All right, Zebra. Here's your headline. Ketchup will be the next climate change victim, says study.
That's a joke.
It is not a joke. I'm sorry.
Oh.
Not a joke. Not a joke.
It's still
not a joke.
It's still a
not
joke.
Not a joke.
Yeah, exactly. It's not a joke in the fact that it's an actual headline that's out there. It's in several places, but the leading producers, Italy, China, and California, could be subject, according to this study, to increases in temperature that could affect tomato yields.
Oh, when is that going to happen? How long do we have? What do you think is going to affect people sooner,
say,
the shortages
ready,
or this?
Get ready for this astonishing statistic. By the year 2050,
how dare you?
Tomato production could be down a whopping 6%.
I thought we were all going to be dead by 2050, and now you're
so
telling me
it?
That we're still going to be here, we just won't have ketchup?
By 2050, not as much ketchup. Your Heinz bottles will be a little smaller.
I'm going to tell you something right now that you might not know about.
Are you a
me.
Hunt's or a Heinz girl?
Like I said, I'm going to blow your mind right now. You, Taylor, thinks he knows me so well after all these years together. I'm going to tell you something. Not a big ketchup fan.
That's not surprising.
It's too sweet.
There are only several instances where I'll use ketchup. Scrambled eggs.
Ugh.
Love it. It's great. And on a cheeseburger, but it's got to be paired with mustard on a cheeseburger.
I will say sometimes if you get a really good ketchup and it's really vinegary and kind of nice, got a tang to it, I like that. But a lot of them are just too sweet for me.
Like a sriracha kind of thing?
I don't. Well,
ketchup sriracha is pretty good.
You know what?
You know what we taught yesterday to Howie? What sriracha is. Maybe it was 2 days ago.
Did he try to pronounce it without any,
yeah,
any prep?
Taylor, what's this word? S-R-I-R.
Sriruka.
Sri Lanka.
All right, let's go to Mike. You're next up on Woke or Joke. Are you ready for your headline, Mike?
Yes, I am. Go ahead.
All right, Mike, here's your headline. We just found out we're siblings, but we're still dating.
That's got to be a joke.
It's not. I'm sorry.
Not a joke. Not a joke.
What is up with this?
Were
they separated at birth or something?
Two females, different mothers, but possibly the same father.
Did they find out their siblings or did they possibly find out their siblings?
The headline's misleading. It's a New York Post headline. They're possibly related. They haven't taken the DNA test, but they've been a couple for several years and they're pretty big on, I guess, TikTok. But they don't know if they're going to get the DNA test to confirm. But they do look very similar.
Why take a chance and ruin a good thing, right?
But, like, what... I mean, is that going to... They're two women, so there's really nothing in heredity there. They're not going to procreate.
Yeah, it's...
Birthing people.
So, that's the moral question. Is that a problem?
Is that the moral question that everyone asks?
That's a
can two
moral,
sisters
that's
date?
A moral question here. Can two half-sisters be a whole couple?
Yeah, but how do they not know? Like, how did they get together?
They were different. I don't know how they got together, but...
You need to do more research on this.
I believe they're living in New York City.
And they bumped into each other?
You know.
How serendipitous. It's kismet.
Yeah. There'll be a movie about this, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. Let's go to...
Oh, they have an OnlyFans account. That's what it is.
Oh, this is getting weirder. This is getting darker by the second. Michael, you're next up on The Grace Curley Show. Are you ready for your headline, Michael?
I am ready.
All right, Michael, here's your headline. New Orleans erects breathtaking giant Afro-pic sculpture.
That's got to be a joke.
It's not. It's true.
I saw this.
Not a joke. Not a joke.
So we're watching Tucker Carlson the other night, my wife and myself, and my wife sees the Afro-pic, the giant Afro-pic statue on TV. She goes, oh my God, that's real? I thought that was a Babylon Bee article when I saw it on Twitter earlier today.
No, it's real.
Absolutely true. Erected for Juneteenth. It's a temporary installation. It's not a permanent sculpture.
So where's it going to go after, though? They can't throw that away. I can't imagine it's biodegradable.
In New Bedford, we had some temporary installations. One was a seagull that was...
classic New Bedford.
Well-endowed, bosomed seagull.
A big-breasted seagull?
It was a big-boobed seagull.
The seagull had breasts?
Yeah.
Was that part of the art, or was that just the...
That was the sculpture.
The makeup of it was supposed to be like a human seagull?
No, it was a seagull with boobs.
With boobs?
Was this like a cartoon seagull, or was it a realistic...
How close did you get to this seagull?
It was a pretty realistic-looking seagull. Look it up.
What was the meaning behind it?
I don't... Some BS about, I don't know, something or other. And then they replaced it with... it was a princess lion, like Princess Diana lion.
What? How did I not hear about this?
With boobs.
What? It was a Princess Diana lion?
Yeah, it like had the gloves like Princess Diana wore.
Did it have the face of Diana or the face of a lion?
No, it was a lion face.
Was it called Our Lady of Seavage?
Oh, so it was a lion that was like an ode to Diana.
I don't know. That's just what I called it. It was the Princess Diana lion.
I don't know what's going on in your hometown there, but you got to figure it
weird,
out.
Weird.
New Bedford, man.
Can't wait for the lobster with boobs installation coming.
Take it easy. Take it easy, big boy.
Bobster.
Let's go to Jimmy. You're next up on Woke or Joke. Are you ready for your headline, Jimmy?
Yeah, I'm ready to go to see the Wizard of Woke.
All right. All right, Jimmy, here's your headline. Growing number of U.S. banks now referring to debt as profit insecurity.
I started a woke. That started the whole world cringing.
What's your answer, Jimmy?
It's woke.
It's not. That's a joke.
Oh!
By the way, that was a joke. It's not true.
Bye, Jimmy. You're going to have to go visit the seagull with
four
the big boobs.
Today so far.
Let's go to Frank.
Big boobs, seagull.
You know nothing about anything, frankly. You're a loser.
So many losers. We have too many losers today. Frank, you're next up on The Grace Curley Show. Are you ready for your headline, Frank?
Yes, I am. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Frank. Here is your headline. Generation appropriation. The latest microaggression sees youth bringing back fads gone by.
I'm going to go with woke.
Ooh, I'm on a hot streak today. You are incorrect, sir.
Have we had one winner
today? By the
way,
that was a joke. That's not true.
Wow. Sorry, Frank.
Our call screener is very happy right now.
Darren, you're next up. Are you ready for your headline? Are you ready to break the curse, Darren?
I am. Good afternoon.
Okay, let's see.
Good afternoon, Darren. Here is your headline. Elon Musk's son claims to be transgender, disowns father.
That's woke.
That is woke. Very good, Darren.
Not a joke. Not a joke.
A winner. Yeah, I did see this article.
This wasn't the son named QRX.
No, this was a son from a previous marriage. Yeah.
Yeah, this was Xavier. If you gave me five names to guess of Elon Musk's sons, Xavier would have been one of them.
I like the name Xavier.
It's not a bad name.
I like it as a middle name, so you got the X in the middle.
Yeah, Xavier.
Ronnie, are you ready for your headline?
Oh, hoping a little Darren rubs off on me. I'm ready. Let's do it.
You better ask Darren for permission first. Here's your headline. Climate change is increasing the spread of illnesses like monkeypox.
I'm going to say joke.
No, that's true.
Oh,
again, it,
God,
not a joke.
So hard.
Not a joke.
What can't climate change do? It's going to take away ketchup. It's going to kill us all. And now you're telling me it's going to do this as well?
Yeah, because according to the study, you have different animals that would migrate to warmer climates or cooler climates and integrate differently with human society.
What headline was that from?
This was, the Boston Globe.
Do they know that you're not supposed to call it monkeypox anymore? That's passé?
Yeah, what is the...
It's some sort of acronym.
Yeah.
So that's a microaggression, that and is. I think we should take up the Boston Globe and maybe, I don't know, protest or something.
Darna Noor, we're coming for you.
So how much monkeypox per capita do you think would be in each seagull boob? I'm just curious.
Oh, gosh.
This is
an animal-heavy woker joke, I will say.
I'm thinking in just in terms of public health right now.
Yeah, you're always worried about all of us, Jared. You're such a giver. Mark, you're next up on Woker Joke. Are you ready for your headline, Mark?
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. Here we go.
All right, Mark, here's your headline. Cincinnati cyclists hosting Ridin' for Biden event, celebrating seniors riding bikes.
That's a joke.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch that. What was it?
That's a joke.
You are correct, sir. That is a joke.
By the way, that was a joke. That's not true.
Imagine, though, we'd have a bunch of Bidens falling all over the place.
That was my
disaster.
Original thought. I thought I was thinking maybe we could do like a fall over event as, you know, kind of laugh it off kind of thing.
Yeah, or do like set up bikes like dominoes and then just have Biden hit the first one and then they could all go.
Well, in true Biden White House fashion, and I am not making fun of this event at all, the Wounded Warriors ride was today at the White House. So a couple days after Joe Biden wiped out on his bike, they had him talking about and introducing a big bicycle race.
But at least he wasn't riding.
He was not.
And Dr. Jill said something in this event. She said, you know, we cyclists have a saying, it doesn't get easier, it just gets faster. And I don't know what that means.
You know, it would have been funny if she
You
had...
could see Joe kind of wincing in the background, rolling
he's
his
having
eyes.
Flashbacks. Yeah, it would have been funny if they could have, I don't know, poked fun at themselves. That might have been a good time to have a little... self-deprecation.
Right.
How many more we got left?
We've got two more.
Perfect. We got two people on the lines. Let's go to Ed. You're next up. Are you ready for your headline, Ed?
I am.
All right, Ed, here is your headline. U.S. Navy releases video training sailors to use right pronouns, not misgender colleagues.
That is woke.
That is woke. Very good.
Not a joke. Not a joke.
The most important thing I can tell you is do not put the burden of making you feel good about your mistake on the person that you just misgendered.
Oh, thank you for telling me that.
I don't even know what that means. Do not put the burden. You know, this is a problem I've been noticing, and we're going to get to this later.
Don't let them say, oh, it's okay, you didn't know.
Oh, be mad about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, be,
be belligerent.
Yeah, be overly... you know, effusively apologizing for.
As Maxine Waters once said, get up in their face.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. We really are in trouble. Bob, you're next up. Are you ready for your headline, Bob?
I am ready.
All right, Bob, here is your headline. Cops introduce their LGBTQIA+ liaison officer and pride cruiser. That is woke. Very good.
Not a joke. Not a joke.
All right, Taylor, thank you so much for joining us today. Is there anything you want to end with? Is there anything you want to say?
No, I'm good. Why?
Do you want to make any more comments about the seagull before we let you go? Because it's never going to happen again on this show.
Did you look it up?
No, I will during the break. I want to eat lunch, though.
Look up the seagull.
Use an incognito window.
Yes.
All right, everyone. We will be back in the last hour. We're going to talk a little bit about Jussie Smollett, about jewels and vapes, whatever you want to call them. And we have some updates on also the Supreme Court. So don't go anywhere. It's going to be a really good last hour. Stay with us. This is the Grace Curley Show.
Literal.
No, you fool. We're following orders. We were told to comb the desert, so we're combing it.
Midnight Show.
Hi, it's Toby from Cape Gunworks. I'm taking all your firearm and self-defense questions every Tuesday. Join Grace and me for 2A Tuesday, Tuesdays at 2 p.m.
Everyone can go through bad times, but that doesn't mean you're a bad person. Attorney Jeff Miller represents good people in bad times. It could be a DUI or any other criminal matter. For more than 15 years, Jeff has been helping clients navigate the criminal justice system with difficult legal criminal charges. If you need help with a criminal case, contact Attorney Jeff Miller. You could reach him at MillerCriminalDefense.com. That's MillerCriminalDefense.com. Attorney Jeff Miller. Reasonable doubt at a reasonable price.
Hey, Howie, get ready because the next stop on our Summer Red Wave tour is one of our favorites, Cape Gunworks in Hyannis.
They're located at 96 Airport Road in Hyannis. And like always, we'll aim to do a good show. Get it? Aim? Nothing? Really?
Howie and I will be live and we'll have our Make Gas Cheap Again and Let's Go Brandon t-shirts available for sale.
Up room.
Get off the stage.
Come see us live from 12 to 6 this Friday.
My job is to be the climate guy.
The stakes on climate change just simply couldn't be any higher than they are right now.
The world is going to end in 12 years if we don't address climate change.
Well, the scientists told us 3 years ago we had 12 years. We are now 3 years gone, so we have 9 years left.
We only have 7 years left before we are going to go to catastrophic levels of carbon in our atmosphere.
We have 500 days to avoid a climate chaos.
A lack of urgency is going to kill us. It doesn't matter if you agree that climate change is an important issue. At this point, it doesn't matter.
This is not some made-up political thing. This is about mathematics and physics.
It's a matter of our survival. I don't even think it's a matter of political opinion. It's scientific fact.
Long story short, climate change is not just about Bambi. It's about all of us. I feel fine.
She's got the voice of an angel.
I've been called the songbird of my generation, of people who've heard me.
It's Grace Curley.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Grace Curley Show. All right, in the last hour, we're going to have a little bit of fun. We're going to play some of these Jussie Smollett sound cuts. Also, an update from Anthony Weiner. He is returning to Twitter because no one asked for that, and Twitter is the worst place in the world. So, of course, Carlos Danger is going to make his return. Just a story that we weren't able to get to earlier. Publix has declined to offer COVID vaccines to Florida children under 5, proving once again that Florida is the only place left in the United States that hasn't lost their minds. The grocery store chain said it declined offering the vaccine approved for children ages 4 and under at this time. The chain declined to say why when asked by the outlet. I think this is a smart move. And if people want their children to get this vaccine, if you want your 6-month-old or 7-month-old to get this vaccine, you have plenty of access to it. Even if you're in Florida, even if you're in that worst state in the world that everyone seems to be wanting to move to, you will have access to this vaccine. Maybe not at Publix, but I'm sure people in Florida who want to get their 6- or 7-month-old vaccinated probably don't shop at Publix.
Yeah, they also have doctors in Florida too, so you'll be okay.
Yeah, you'll be okay. Another topic that we're going to discuss in the next hour has to do with the Juul. And Jared, I'm going to ask for some of your advice because I don't know a lot about this. You're not a vapor either.
I don't smoke. I don't vape, no, so...
But it's very popular with the youth.
Yes, as access to cigarettes got more difficult, and as this product, which was billed as safer than cigarettes, which is up for debate, more people got into that. It apparently wasn't as addictive. It wasn't as much nicotine. There's a whole cloud, no pun intended, around this of
a mango smelling cloud. Yeah, well, the Biden administration leaked its plan to ban Juul e-cigarettes. And this piece in the Wall Street Journal kind of goes into how all of these things in the past have worked out or not worked out is a better way to put it. We'll take your opinions on it. 844-500-4242. A lot more show to go, a lot of sound to get to. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.